from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, September 13th. Coming up, the VA hospital in Danville has started accepting non-veteran patients who can't find a nearby hospital bed. We'll find out more from Illinois Newsroom's health reporter, Christine Herman, in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Today is the day nuclear giant Exelon had slated to permanently close its power plant in Byron, near Rockford. But the Illinois Senate is returning to Springfield in hopes of wrapping up a last-minute deal to keep the plant from shuttering. Hannah Meisel has more.
After a summer of stalemate, the Illinois House late last week approved a deal that includes nearly $700 million in ratepayer subsidies for Exelon. The company had threatened to shutter one-third to half of the state's nuclear fleet without more support, which would undermine the state's clean energy goals. After getting the bill across the finish line in his chamber last week, State Representative Jay Hoffman of Swansea expressed his frustration with the company.
Exelon has put us in a position of having to pass the bill. I want the nuclear to stay open, but I just don't trust them. I'll be honest with you.
The ratepayer subsidy had actually been settled for months, but the summer-long fight about the bill came down to complicated considerations about two coal-fired power plants in Illinois, both of which are now slated for closure in 2045, if not sooner. I'm Hannah Meisel.
People across central Illinois spent part of the weekend remembering the September 11th attacks 20 years ago. Dozens of first responders attended a remembrance ceremony at Westside Park in Champaign on Saturday morning. Urbana Fire Chief Charles Louse told the crowd to also think about the unity in America after the attacks.
It is just as important to remember September 12th, the day after, the day that the sun came up, the day that the sun shined, and the day that we as Americans stepped up together, united, and strong.
11 Illinoisans died in the attacks that day. The Run to Remember brought hundreds of runners and walkers to the streets of Champaign-Urbana over the weekend. Organizers say the 8-kilometer event is the largest race to be held in Champaign County since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. University of Illinois student Jason Sumsky was a grateful participant. He says some races have been held during the pandemic as virtual events where contestants run a route wherever they happen to live. But Sumsky says that's not the same as competing with other runners in person.
The race day environment is most of the reason why I do races. You get to see everyone, running together, doing it for the same reason. And when you're trying to do it by yourself, like a 5K around your house through the neighborhood, it's just not the same. So I'm glad we were able to do this and do this safely.
Precautions against COVID-19 were in place during the Run to Remember, including mask wearing for unvaccinated runners and the absence of hydration stations along the route. The Run to Remember was organized by the Illinois Marathon, which plans to hold its event next April for the first time in 3 years. Sentencing is scheduled later today for the leader of an anti-government militia group convicted of bombing a mosque in Minnesota. Emily Claire Harry of Ford County faces a minimum of 30 years in prison for the 2017 attack. Emily is a transgender woman who was previously known as Michael Harry. No one was killed in the bombing, but federal prosecutors say it terrified the community. Prosecutors are seeking a life sentence for Harry, saying she hasn't taken responsibility for the attack. Still to come, a conversation with the acting medical director of the VA Illiana Healthcare System in Danville. She'll discuss their decision to provide care to a limited number of non-veteran patients. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Hospitals in southern Illinois have been operating near capacity for several weeks due to the latest surge of COVID-19. To help relieve some of the strain, the VA hospital in Danville has begun providing care to a limited number of non-veteran patients. It's a coordinated effort involving the state of Illinois, FEMA, and the VA, which is authorized to serve non-veterans as part of its fourth mission to respond to national emergencies. To learn more, Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Dr. Stacy Williams, the acting medical center director of the VA Illiana Healthcare System in Danville.
Can you walk me through some of the specifics of how the VA Illiana Healthcare System decided to open up care to up to 20 non-veteran patients at the VA hospital in Danville, and these would be patients who are not COVID positive. How is that decision made?
You bet. So when, you know, when we're looking at meeting the fourth mission and providing assistance from an emergency basis to non-veterans, we really have to make sure that we still maintain our primary focus and mission, which is veteran care. So the when the decision was made, you know, we obviously worked with our the Department of Veterans Affairs, worked with the state of Illinois and the like, and came up with a number of beds that we could basically provide safe, quality care to individuals who were not veterans as well. So that leads to the decision in terms of how many beds would be available, you know, physical capacity, as well as making sure that we have the appropriate staff and resources available to provide that care.
So the limit on 20 non-veteran patients, that was a capacity you could handle without hampering the quality or availability of care to patients who are veterans?
Correct.
And is this something you had considered doing previously, like in prior COVID surges? I saw an announcement from the Department of Veterans Affairs in April of 2020 that the VA had determined to make 1,500 beds available for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, a combination of acute care and intensive care beds for non-veteran patients, and that these would be available at various VA locations around the country. Is this decision to open up beds for non-veterans part of that same initiative?
It's very similar to that prior call. So VA, in addition to the pandemic response, VA has responded in other emergencies when called upon by either states or by FEMA. And so last year, our regional network of hospitals, which includes hospitals in Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and here in Illinois, we did answer that fourth mission call last year during the pandemic as well. But this was a separate fourth mission call this year. So what this does is this allows other facilities to offload or transfer some of their less acute cases to our medical center so that they can provide that higher level of care necessary for some of the more impacted COVID-positive patients.
That's Dr. Stacy Williams, Acting Medical Center Director of the VA Illiana Healthcare System, which is based in Danville. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and warm today with a high of 88 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.